Chapter 4, Quiz. Stop. Before reading any further, please answer the questions in the following quiz. It is meant, like everything else in this book, for your good and to help you fight cancer. If you read past this quiz before taking it, the quiz would be totally meaningless. This test is not scientifically proven accurate. It is strictly a personal opinion after talking with many cancer patients as well as professionals. The questions have been reviewed by teams of doctors, psychiatrists, psychologists in Kansas City at Memorial Sloan Kettering and at the National Cancer Institute. It is meant to enable you to assess your mental attitude and thus to help you successfully fight your disease. In answering the questions, remember you are doing this for yourself. No one else ever needs to see your answers. Do not put down what you think you should say. Put down what you honestly feel. Do not try to figure out hidden meanings, and answer each question quickly as if it were asked you in a conversation. Write your answers on a piece of paper. Type of cancer, type of cell, and the date diagnosed. Write down the treatments received and the treatments proposed. Surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, immunization, hypothermia, hormones, psychotherapy. And now for the questions. Question 1. I feel that I have had more of my share of bad things happen to me. True, unsure, or untrue? Question 2. I am happy with my life and would like it to continue as it has been. True, unsure, untrue? Question 3. I believe my cancer will get the best of me. True, unsure, untrue? Question 4. I would do anything a nurse told me to do without questioning her. True, unsure, untrue? Question 6. I believe the treatment I am receiving will successfully treat me. True, unsure, untrue? Question 7. If I were told to have an x-ray similar to one taken the previous day, I would do it without question. True, unsure, untrue? Question 8. I do not want to discuss my cancer with my family. True, unsure, untrue? Question 9. I do not want to discuss my cancer with my friends. True, unsure, untrue? Question 10. If I had a trip, business meeting, or other important occasion planned, I would postpone a doctor's appointment or treatment. True, unsure, untrue? Question 11. There are certain treatments I would refuse even if the doctor said it was necessary. True, unsure, untrue? Question 12. I believe I can beat cancer without the help of my doctor. True, unsure, untrue? Question 13. If my doctor recommended a treatment I didn't like, I might try an alternative treatment such as Laetril. True, unsure, untrue? Question 14. I prefer to know as little as possible about my treatments. True, unsure, untrue? Question 15. I would not question my doctor or in any way hurt his feelings. True, unsure, untrue? Question 16. I feel so nervous much of the time that I can't think very well. True, unsure, untrue? Question 17. I feel so depressed most of the time that the future looks bleak to me. True, unsure, untrue? Question 18. I've had serious emotional problems in the past that are now kicking up again. True, unsure, untrue? You are finished with the questions. Now take a blank sheet of paper and score your results. If the type of cancer is blank or unknown, score 10 points. If the type of cell is blank or unknown, score 5 points. Under treatment received, if no treatment has been received, score 10 points if diagnosed 60 days ago and 5 points if diagnosed 30 days ago. If currently malignant and no treatment is being received or proposed, score 10 points. Points for each question. Question 1, 5 points for true, 2 points for unsure. Question 2, 2 points for unsure, 10 points for untrue. Question 3, 15 points for true, 2 points for unsure. Question 4, 5 points for true, 2 points unsure. Question 5, 2 points for unsure, and 5 points untrue. Question 6, 2 points unsure, 5 points untrue. Question 7, 5 points true, 2 points unsure. Question 8, 5 points true, 2 points unsure. Question 10, 5 points true, 2 points unsure. Question 11, 10 points true, 2 points unsure. Question 12, 15 points true, 2 points unsure. Question 13, 5 points true, 2 points unsure. Question 14, 5 points true, 2 points unsure. Question 15, 10 points true, 2 points unsure. Question 16, 5 points true, 2 points unsure. Question 17, 5 points true, 2 points unsure. Question 18, 5 points true, 2 points unsure. Add 5 points for 5 or more unsure answers. Total all your points. A score of 25 or less indicates your attitude is favorable. A score above 25 indicates that you should consider help. The first step is to get recommendations. Ask your doctor, clergyman, family, or friends to suggest a psychiatrist, psychologist, or other person who is experienced in counseling cancer patients. Arrange a consultation and be certain you have a good rapport with and confidence in the person. Follow the program advised, especially as it relates to working with your medical doctors and cooperating in your treatment. If you scored badly, don't assume that it doesn't apply to you, or now you know the answers, you will change. Questions are merely indicative of the fundamentals and are from more than 100 that could have been asked. Let's discuss the questions individually and the logic behind each. Not only might you understand some aspects that cancer specialists feel give a better chance of success, but you may pick up specific ideas you had not thought of to help yourself fight cancer. On the type of cancer and type of cell, you left either blank or don't know, it could indicate that you lack interest or are failing to take your cancer seriously or do not desire to educate yourself. Either of these are unfavorable signs. I have talked with people who do not know whether they had lung, colon, or pancreas cancer. Their doctor told them they were malignant and they did not want to know anymore. This is a form of denial, as if you buried your head in the sand, it might go away. The type of cell is important to know because you should understand as much as possible about your disease to cooperate with your physician in treatments. It is more technical than the type of cancer, so it only scores 5 points instead of 10. Occasionally, the primary, or the site of origin, cannot be found. If this is after looking at all the areas from which the cell could have been originated without success, along with qualified second opinions, it is possible the prognosis is better than many known primaries. However, cancer cannot be efficiently and simply treated with maximum aggressiveness without knowing the specific primary. Therefore, every reasonable effort should be made to locate the primary. After you have exhausted all second opinions locally without success or agreement, you should suggest to your pathologist that he send your slides to the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology in Washington, D.C. Operated by the U.S. government, their services are completely free. They have equipment that is state-of-the-art and often superior to what is available elsewhere. An information desk is open 24 hours a day at area code 202-782-2100. If no treatment has been received within 30 days of diagnosis, it can indicate you are not recognizing the critical nature of cancer and the fact that it is probably never as treatable as it is right now. Most cancers are treatable at the time they are discovered. If they go untreated properly, at some time in the future, whether tomorrow, next month, or next year, they will be untreatable. If you've let it go 60 days, obviously the situation is more serious. If you have malignancy and no treatment is being given or recommended, you are a masochist and intentionally are waiting for it to get worse. Or you have not exhausted all your options and are waiting to die. As a California oncologist told me, there are always options for treatments. As long as he had been practicing, he had never seen a patient run out of possibilities for treatment as long as they were alive. Questions 1 and 2 are two different ways of attempting to determine your subconscious will to live. If you feel that you have had more than your share of bad things happen, or if you would like your life to continue as it has, you probably are not fighting as hard as possible to continue living. Question 3 is one of the two most critical questions on the quiz. It comes from the theory expressed by many oncologists that there is no way to cure a person who thinks they will die from their cancer. If a person thinks they will die, they are right. That is not to say that if a person thinks they will recover, they will, but at least they have a chance. My personal opinion is that if your answer to question 3 is true, you need counseling no matter how you did on the rest of the test, because subconsciously you have thrown in the towel and only a miracle could save you. Question 4 is not intended to be derogatory to a nurse. It merely indicates that you are not taking an interest in trying to educate yourself and help your body help the treatments that fight your disease. A negative reply to question 5 or 6 would indicate not only don't you believe in your treatment, but you are probably taking the lazy way out by not searching for a qualified doctor who believes he can successfully treat you and in whom you have complete confidence. Question 7 is a subtle way to ask if you believe you are in charge. This could be true of a blood test or anything else. This is your body. You are responsible for it. You should not necessarily have the same test 2 days in a row, but you should understand why it is needed and not allow anything to be done to you if it is not necessary. 8 and 9 are critical questions, not only concerned with the successful treatment of your cancer, but with the possibility of recurrence. Discussing your cancer is a necessity to vent your feelings and reduce stress. You should be willing to discuss your cancer openly. Failure to openly communicate will drive away your family or friends and eliminate an absolutely necessary ingredient of your support system. This is one factor I recognize most commonly in patients, one that can be most easily corrected because it is based on erroneous assumptions that those who want to help you don't want to be inflicted with your problems. They want to share your feelings because in this way, they can sincerely express their love and devotion for you. We each have a need to be loved and nurtured. When ill, this need increases. Intimacy and affection can play a major role in healing. Questions 10, 11, and 13 are a subtle way of asking your order of priorities. If you are eager to be successfully treated, but only if it is convenient for you, then you do not want it enough to give it your best shot. The same question could have been asked in many ways, such as, if you are a smoker, have you quit? To validate the severity of question 10, an oncologist stated he felt that the rhythm of the treatments, the timing, the fact that each treatment is given on schedule could be as important as what drugs are given. 11 is valued greater because it is the person you have selected to treat you telling you that you need something specific, and you are going against that advice. I have heard patients say that they would do anything except take radiation or chemotherapy, or have surgery. What they are saying is that their mind is closed and they want to get well, but not enough to do something unpleasant or frightening. They definitively won't give recovery their best effort. Question 12 is the other single most important question. It embodies many unexpressed inferences. Anyone who believes they can beat cancer without the help of their physician is in a very dangerous predicament, in my opinion. Some of the things it could imply are that you have no faith in the physician you choose, and therefore that you have no confidence in anything you are doing, including treatments. It may go further and imply that you have no faith in the medical system or in science itself. You may have an unrealistic confidence or an unattainable expectation in spontaneous remission, spiritualism, or alternative therapies. These are wonderful when used as adjunct to conventional medicine, but they are suicide when used in lieu of medicine. Question 14 is fairly obvious on the surface. It is believed by many that understanding each treatment and exactly what it does to and for you will enhance that treatment and magnify its benefits. Closing your mind to these potential benefits indicates moderation of your desire to recover. Number 15 is a great deal like 7, but on a much more direct and critical basis. This is your life. Your doctor is not God. If there is something you want to know, you should ask. If there is something you don't feel is right, you must express yourself. Your physician wants it this way. When a patient says to me that they would rather die than hurt the doctor's feelings, I say they will. 16, 17, and 18 are straightforward questions that indicate the state of your mental or emotional health. Often they go unasked by your physician in the haste of meeting an appointment schedule. If nervousness, depression, or emotional problems are present, not only can they depress the immune system in helping to fight your cancer or diminish the effects of many common treatments, but they can occupy your mind and hinder you from applying all your energy toward recovery. The addition of 5 points for 5 or more unsure answers is based on the idea that strong-willed, decisive, or determined people have a better chance of beating cancer. To put it in reverse, the wishy-washy, sweet, mild-mannered person does not have as good a chance. By saying you are not sure of your answer to 5 or more questions could indicate you fall in this latter category. None of these factors are indisputable. There are exceptions. Also, none of your feelings on any subject are irreversible. However, the goal of this quiz is not to get you to change your opinion on any single question. It is to find out your attitude as it relates to being receptive to successful treatments for your cancer. If your score is good, marvelous. Cooperate with your physician and let's get on with fighting cancer. If it is on the wrong side of 25, which in and of itself is no magic number but merely an indication, let's do something about it. Talk to your doctor, your clergyman, your family or friends to get the recommendation of a counselor who is experienced in working with cancer patients. It is another thing that can improve your percentages in fighting cancer.
One day at a time. There are 2 days in every week about which you should not worry, days which should be kept free from fear and apprehension. One of these days is yesterday, with its mistakes and cares, its faults and blunders, its aches and pains. Yesterday has passed forever beyond our control. All the money in the world cannot bring back yesterday. We cannot undo a single act we performed. We cannot erase a single word said. Yesterday is gone. The other day we should not worry about is tomorrow, with its possible burden, its large promise, and poor performance. Tomorrow is also beyond our immediate control. Tomorrow's sun will rise, either in splendor or behind a mask of clouds, but it will rise. Until it does, we have no stake in tomorrow, for it is yet unborn. This leaves only one day, today. Any man can fight the battle of just one day. It is only when you and I have the burdens in these two awful extremities, yesterday and tomorrow, that we break down. It is not the experience of today that drives men mad. It is the remorse or bitterness about something which happened yesterday and the dread of what tomorrow will bring. Let us therefore live but one day at a time.